good game, you know. We had our chance, we missed a penalty, and Eamon's Aidan had a penalty saved and had an even better chance in the rebound, in fact. But we didn't take our chances on the night, and we got hit with a goal in the last minute. So that's the way it goes. We learned a few lessons last night, but we played really well. I mean, a lot of our players just out of the first division never played at this level, and Sligo are, you know, especially the main challenger to Shamrock Rovers this season. So we played well, but we got nothing for it, and that's the nature of the league. It's uncompromising. If you don't take your chances, you'll come away with nothing.
Where do you see Derry City this year, Stephen? I mean, you've assembled a decent squad. You've got plenty of experience in there. Can Derry City challenge at the top end of the Premiership?
I wouldn't say we've got plenty of experience, to be fair. I think probably 11 of our squad of 18 are under 21.
Okay, and
most of them haven't played in the Premier. We've got a few players like Barry Malone, Kevin Deary and that's one, that played in Garrett McGlynn and that's who've been involved all right. And one or two others, but certainly I wouldn't say we've got plenty of experience, but we've got essentially a young side, but on our day we're capable of beating anybody. We're capable of beating Sligo last night, we're capable of beating Shamrock Rovers. Squad wise, we're quite fragile. We don't really have numbers that I would have had in squads in the past, and that certainly we've got a lot of young players, and we're capable of beating anybody, but we'll have to wait and see how we do. How players can step up. You've seen in the past teams that have been promoted have struggled and been relegated. You know, you've seen that consistently. I don't see us in that regard. We're not going to be in trouble in that regard. I think we've got too much for that. I think that we have the capacity to do well, but we've had a setback last night. And a bit of a kick in the teeth losing the goal in the 90th minute, because traditionally we've been known for scoring late goals ourselves. So to be on the receiving end last night, that was a little lesson for us.